Alaska City Council. Calls to order at 6 p.m. Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. And ask Councilman Coleman to read our mission statement, please.
Provide a sustainable quality of life through excellent stewardship of government.
Thank you. City Clerk, may I have a roll call, please?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Bell?
Here.
Ms. Coleman?
Here.
Ms. Luby?
Here.
Mr. Nicholson? Mr. Longo?
Here.
Mr. Tongo? Mr. Tudikoff?
Here. Ms. Tongo did dancers?
He has not connected to Zoom yet.
We expect him to. Thank you.
But he confirmed, sir, that he will be calling in, so right. He might Thank be you. Running late.
And Councilman Nicholson is excused. Quorum has been established. Please join us as we go with Councilman Longo to give us the Pledge of Allegiance.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Thank you, Councilman Longo. welcome all those in the council chambers this evening and those that are online being here this evening. I need a motion to adopt the agenda.
I'll make a motion to adopt the agenda. Second.
Moved by Councilman Luby, seconded by Councilman Coleman. Is there any objections? Councilman Luby?
Yeah, I'd like to make an amendment to the agenda and just move resolution 2024-14 to after resolution 2024-17 so that we can discuss the levy on assessed property taxes after we've completed all the other agenda items there.
Then a motion to amend, move item 14 to follow item 17 on the present agenda.
Councilman, second.
It's already been seconded. And seconded, though. Any discussion? Okay. Roll call, please, on the amendment.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Longo.
Yes.
On a roll call vote of 4-0, the amendment has passed. And a motion to approve that the agenda as amended has been or needed a roll call.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Longo?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Thank you. On a roll call vote of 4-0, the agenda has been amended. Hearing no objection, the agenda is adopted. This time, we've got two proclamations to read into the record. The first one is declaring May 5th through May 11th, 2024, Municipal Clerks Week, in recognition of Professional Municipal Clerks Week, whereas the Office of the Professional Municipal Clerk, a time-honored and vital part of local government, exists throughout the world, and whereas the Office of the Professional Municipal Clerk is the oldest among public servants, and whereas the Office of the Professional Municipal Clerk provides the professional link between citizens and the local governing bodies and agencies of the government at all other levels, and whereas professional municipal clerks have pledged to be ever mindful of their neutrality, impartiality, and rendering equal service to all. And whereas the professional municipal clerk serves as the information center on the functions of local government and community. And whereas the professional municipal clerks continually strive to improve the administration of the affairs of the office of the municipal clerk through participation in education programs, seminars, workshops, and annual meetings of their state, provincial, county, and international professional organization. And whereas it's most appropriate that we recognize the accomplishments of the office of the municipal clerk. Now, therefore, I, Vincent M. Tudikoff, Sr., Mayor of the City of Unalaska, hereby recognize the week of May 5th through the 11th of 2024 as a permit professional municipal clerk's week, and further extend the appreciation to our municipal clerk, S. Carlin Magadon, and Deputy Clerk Alicia Aguilar, and all municipal clerks for the vital service they perform to our exemplary dedication to the communities they represent. Thank you. Thank you very much. Next recognition is a recognition of Public Service Week in honor of the millions of public employees in the federal, state, county, borough, and city levels. Whereas Americans are served every single day by public servants on the federal, state, county, borough, and city levels, these unsung heroes do the work that keeps our nation and our communities working. And whereas the public employees take not only jobs, but take oaths and offer their dedication. And whereas many public servants, including police officers, communication officers, firefighters, harbor officers, healthcare professionals, and others, protect the community and risk their lives each day in service to the people of the United States and around the world. And whereas the public servants include teachers, librarians, clerks, and administrators, project managers and program coordinators, planners and engineers, technicians and mechanics, and countless other occupations. Day in and day out, they provide the diverse services demanded by the American people of their government with efficiency and integrity. And whereas without these public servants in every level, continuity would be impossible in a democratic government that regularly changes its leaders and elected officials. Now, therefore, I, Vincent M. Tudikoff, Sr., Mayor of the City of Unalaska, hereby recognize the week of May 5th through May 11th, 2024, as Public Service Recognition Week. All citizens are encouraged to recognize the accomplishments and contributions of government employees at all levels. Thank you. Okay, item 7 is the approval of minutes of previous meetings. May I have a motion and a second to approve the proposed minutes of the April 8th special meeting and April 9th regular meeting as presented?
I'll make a motion to approve the meetings of the special meeting April 8th, 2024 and April 9th, 2024.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Luby, seconded by Councilman Bell. Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, the proposed minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is the reports. First on the list is the March financial report. I'll turn this over to Acting City Manager Ms. Vitor for questions.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. So the financial reports for March 2024 are in your packet. Our Finance Director, Patricia Soule, is going to provide you with a brief overview and then respond to any questions you might have. So Patricia's on her way down and she'll give you that review.
So the March financials show that the revenue is still growing at an nice, healthy rate. We're at 114% above what we anticipated. And our expenses are at 65%, and we're at 75% of the year. So things are looking pretty good. We're at a surplus of $14 million in the operating budget. And then when you throw in the CMMP and transfers out, we're at $7,013,000 for March, for the year-to-date in March. If you look at the proprietary funds, their operating budgets are all in the positive, except for housing. And that's as far down as I'm going to go, because the rest of it is things that, like depreciation, that isn't a cash thing, but we know we don't have enough revenue coming in to cover our depreciation in most of our proprietary funds. And if you have any questions, I can answer them, hopefully.
Thank you. Are there any comments or questions? Councilman Bell?
I just have a quick question, and I'll use the electric proprietary fund as the example.
Okay.
We show a net profit of $585,000. And then when you go, if you skip depreciation, we just stay with cash. The transfer out to capital outlay, is that monies that come out of that fund?
Yes, they come out of the fund balance of that fund. Yes.
And has that money been appropriated or
that
moved
money's
out of that?
Been transferred into the projects?
Okay. So the actual balance without depreciation would be a negative number?
Yes, when you add depreciation in, it's a negative number.
Without depreciation, though?
No, it would be a positive number. This depreciation is $2,792,000, and we're currently at a negative $246,000 in electric with depreciation in there.
Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong column there, but I was looking at the first column, but the budget. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any further questions? Okay, thank you very much. Moving on, we have the city manager's report. I'll turn this over to Marjorie Feeder for the city manager report.
Thank you again, Mr. Mayor. So as you know, the report's in your packet, and I provided information and updates on several topics. I'm pleased to answer any questions you might have.
Do you have any questions or comments for Marjorie? Has Councilman Tungle joined us yet?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
All right, thank you. There are no further questions or comments. We'll move on. Lastly, we have the Parks, Culture, and Recreation Advisory Committee meeting minutes of March 18th included in your packet for your information. No presentation will be provided at this time. Next item is a community input and announcement. This is a time for members of the public to provide information to the council or make announcements of interest to the community. Please come to the podium, use the microphone, and state your name. Thank you.
Hi, good evening. Virginia Hatfield, Museum of the Aleutians. I have a few announcements. We have trivia on Thursday. We have this at the end of the month, each month, and it'll be on KUCB and Channel 8, so join us for that. And then in May, we have a series of events that are sweeping into our island that are around events we're calling the Bering Sea Storms events. This is a research team who went out in 2022 on the Sekuliak research vessel and did some geological sediment sampling to look at the history of storms, not tsunamis, but just regular storms in the Aleutians. So they went out to from Unalaska, I think Kodiak too, and then to Adak. And they are part of this project, are having an exhibit with us on in May, but some other events too that aren't all museums. I'm just going to announce them all. They're going to be at the luncheon at the Senior Center on May 23rd just to talk about their research and talk to seniors. They're going to have a library film series at the library on May 23rd in the evening at 6 p.m. It's a three-part series called with Lucian Change Down to the Core and Storm Sleuthing as the video titles, and they'll have some finger food for that. And then May 24th is our exhibit opening at 6 p.m. It'll be at the Museum of the Aleutians, and it'll talk about the Bering Sea storms, past and present, and has Anunga culture integrated into that to show how folks have been living with these storms for thousands and thousands of years. And then May 25th, we'll have some family activities at the museum. That'll be some STEM science kinds of activities and story time and things like that. So I hope you guys will join us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, Albert Burnham with PCR. A few announcements from us for you. This week, Missoula is in town, and so we're really glad they weren't trying to fly in last week, but they made it in on time, and we've got 54 kids preparing for shows on Saturday. It's The Princess and the Pea, and those will be at the high school in the big gym. The first show is at 4, the second show is at 6:30. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for students, and then seniors and pre-K are free. And if you come to the first show, we let you stay and come to the second show for free. So join us for that. It's going to be a good show. Then right after that, May's coming up quick. And so we've got community cleanup. That'll be May 6th through the 10th. Community cleanup, the primary purpose is to remove waste and litter from roadways and beaches. And so as such, we don't have industrial waste. We also don't really pick up folks' residential stuff, so you're usually always welcome to take residential things to the landfill if you'd like, but we don't just drive around and pick up that stuff for folks. We're focusing on roadways and beaches, and so we also have, as part of that, we'll have Mattson as sponsored and doing giveaways then this year. So if you find a flyer, we've got a QR code on that or a website you can go to. You have to sign up for that. But then you can be entered into those giveaways. And then one last thing, we've got summer registration for programs opening, and we're excited to be able to offer, starting May 1st, online registration for programs. And so we'll have more information out about how to go about doing that. But we're hoping that that removes some barriers and makes it even easier for folks to sign on and get registered for PCR programs. So be looking out for more information on that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Thomas Rufos for the Alaska State Firefighters Association, the local chapter. We still have our survey open and available for the Firefighters Ball. We have new branded posters that we're going to be putting out. Same survey, just we're trying to get more interest. So please give us a shout out and give us a response, and that way hopefully we can make as good of an evening, as fun of an evening as we possibly can for as much bang for everybody's buck. Thank you. Have a good night.
Great. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Lynn Crane Yusave. I want to remind you of the Unalaska Interagency Cooperative, which meets the fourth Thursday of the month at 12 noon at the Unalaska Public Library. It's an interesting meeting where you can find out some things going on around town you might not hear about elsewhere. Also, USAVE is sponsoring or tentatively planning to have a walk to commemorate Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women's Day, which is Sunday, May 5th. And we do know that is Orthodox Easter, so it will be in the afternoon. It'll probably be a short walk somewhere around downtown. So we'll be posting some information about that soon. And we've also planned our 2024 Pride event for Friday, June 7th at the Unalaska High School parking lot. So we'll be talking about that more in the future. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, Catherine McGlashan, Unalaska Visitors Bureau. Two announcements. The first one is the cruise ships. And we had two cruise ships cancel April 19th and 22nd. The first one was due to weather and customs not being able to fly in. They usually fly in four customs people to help get the people off the boats so they couldn't fly in due to the weather. And then the April 22nd was no dock space and customs couldn't leave the island for like 10 days. So that was canceled. Our next cruise ship is the Seabourn Odyssey on April 29th, which is this coming Monday. And their capacity is 450 people. Second announcement is our 18th annual wine tasting fundraiser and gala. And that happens this Saturday. And we're super excited about it. We're very thankful for all the community involvement, donations, volunteers, sponsors that make this happen. So it's going to be a fun night, the Roaring Twenties. So look forward to seeing everybody all dressed up or not dressed up, but it's always such a great time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Mayor and City Council, Kim Hanish with Unalaska City School District. Just thought I'd let you know that student government just returned from their trip, annual trip that they take. NYO left today for competition in Anchorage. Coming up May 3rd is a multicultural day starting at, I think it's 1:05 p.m. and that's in the big school. And then the other big event just to put on your radar is graduation, which is scheduled for May 18th. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Any further announcements for those in the chambers?
Mayor, I have one.
I have one on the phone, Zoom.
I have an announcement for the property tax appeals. If you have any appeals, the deadline is tomorrow, April 24th at 5 p.m.
Okay, thank you. Any further announcements on Zoom or telephone?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Next is a public comment on agenda items. This is the time for members of the public to provide information to the council regarding items on the agenda. If they do not want to wait until the item comes up for a regular agenda to comment later in the regular agenda, you need to sign up with the city clerk. Now, please come to the podium, use the microphone, and state your name. 3 minutes on comments on it. Does anyone present wish to speak? City clerk, were there any written comments submitted, or does anyone on Zoom or phone wish to speak?
No written comments submitted, sir, and no one on Zoom indicated they wanted to speak.
Thank you. Next item is our public hearing. Members of the public may testify about any item set for public hearing. There are 3 minute time limit per person. Please come to the podium and state your name. The public hearing is now open. For ordinance 2024-06, creating a budget amendment number 6 to the fiscal year 2024 budget, appropriating $4,700,000 from the 1% sale tax fund for the increase to the Captain's Bay Road Waterline Extension Project, WA-22D, and decreasing the budget for the McCushion Geothermal Project, EL-22B, by $1,850,000. Does anyone present wish to speak? City clerk, are there any written comments submitted, or does anyone on Zoom or on the phone wish to speak?
No, sir.
Thank you. Hearing no testimony, the public hearing is now closed. 2 minutes. Next up is our work session. May I have a motion and a second to go into a work session, please?
Move to go into a work session.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, seconded by Councilman Longo. Are there any objections in the council? Go into a work session. Hearing no objection, we are now in a work session at 6:25 p.m. First item under the work session is presentation of the FY 25 draft operating budget. Patricia Soul, Finance Director. I'll turn it over to the Acting City Manager to introduce.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So our Finance Director, Patricia Soul, and her team, along with all of the department directors, have been hard at work compiling this draft operating budget for fiscal year 2025. Patricia will provide a high-level overview tonight. And in your packet, you saw copies of her presentation slides, and it might be good for you to have those up on your screen so you can see them a little bit better. And also, the draft budget was in there. Between now and the first reading of the ordinance, we'll have time to further refine the budget. We've scheduled first reading of the budget ordinance for the second meeting in May. So please welcome Patricia as she reviews our FY25 draft budget.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so can we go to the first slide? So your budget itself has been numbered, and there is 83 pages in that, and I've tried to summarize it here on the PowerPoint. The first slide is about the general fund revenue, and for 2025, we've budgeted $38,622,491 in general fund revenue. Under property taxes, the real property taxes are $6,100,000, and the personal property taxes are $3,000,000. If you look at the slide, it's every year the budget seems to be staying stable or going up a little. And that's what I hope to show in that slide. The next one. The general fund operating expenditures. So in the operating budget, I left off items that have not been fully decided. So the school support, community grants, and requested positions in the CMMP are not included in those pages. But I've included them here so you can see big picture where we possibly will stand if you approve all the things that are going in. So personnel is up $1,119,000 in general fund. Operating budget's up $118,000. The capital is down $1,020,000. CMMP is down $4,466,000 for general fund. School support is up $501,000. Community grants are up $105,000. And requested positions are at $492,498 that is currently being requested that's not included. If you look at what our expenditures are made up of, 55% of our expenditures are personnel. And then we have 16% is the school support. And then the next highest is operating budget. The next one is very small to see up on the big screen, so you might want to look at your handouts. So I've included everything that I could think of here. So the revenue for 25 is $38 million, and then the expenditures are $35 million. So right with what we anticipate, the things that are going to come that are there that have been requested as if you had approved them, we're at $2,926,000 surplus at this point right now, if you approve everything that's in there. Then the next slide kind of goes into some of the things that we put in that were in the CMMP, but they are operating expenses, so we put it into the operating budget. Personnel increased 10% due to the comp study. We moved from the CMMP to operating the fire feasibility study. $300,000 is what that study is. City manager's office, Unalaska public transport transit study of $250,000. DPS camera replacements, $29,000. Finance, IS, City Hall security improvements of $50,000. DPW, a roof study for the general fund buildings, $135,000. And the Henry Swanson House, $10,000 for painting. Those are currently in the budget at this point, those items there. We go to the next one. List of requested items. These things are not in the budget, and I know that Mark can go through the CMMP in more detail. This is just a big overview showing how I came up with my numbers. So the Fisherman's Memorial is $100,000. The PCR rebar restore and replastering is $250,000. The rolling stock replacement, I had it at $483,300 because I included the fire F-250. I assumed it was an additional one besides the one we just received with the grant funding. So that will come out of the final budget, $83,300. We did receive a grant to purchase that fire vehicle, but we bought it in 24 and won't be going into 25. And that reduces the 483 down by 83,000. And then if you go down to fire EMS, we've got the requested $420,214 in salary for two firefighters and an admin assistant. Public Works is looking to combine the two groundskeepers into one maintenance mechanic one for an additional cost of $72,206. And Electric Powerhouse is looking to add a heavy equipment mechanic for an additional $162,394. The next slides are about the payroll, because payroll is over 30% of our budget. So if you look at our citywide payroll, the payroll increase overall for general fund is 7%. And then we have the requested positions, which puts the increase from 1,317,000 to 1,809,000. Electric was 6%, and then we added an additional 162,394 for an increase of 384,000. Water, the increase was 7% or 116,519. Wastewater, the increase was 64,848 or 4%. The next slide is solid waste. That was a 6% increase or 91,893. Ports and harbors was a 108,641 increase. Airport was a 27,601 increase or 10% increase. Housing was a 4,132. And the overall city of Unalaska increases to payroll before we add in the requested ones, 1,952,389 more, or 7%. When you add the 654,814, it takes us up to 2,193,559, or 7% increase in the budget. And the next one are the next requested items are the small grants and the funding sources. So the small community grants, the current year 2025's requests are $2,397,146, an increase of $895,433. The largest increase is in the clinic. But when you go over and you look at our funding streams, general fund, the cost of general fund is $1,271,498, and $1,125,648 is what tobacco tax is going to pay for in these increases. And we're using that out of the tobacco tax fund. The fund balance in that one was about $1,139,000. Projected revenue in 2025 is $750,000. So we have the money sitting there to fund the request for the grants for the clinic and the portion of the APIA of $78,207. And the rest is going to be coming in 2025. We haven't committed any of that. E-911, we have $75,000 in revenue projected for fiscal year 2025. We're hoping that's what we'll get in 2025. And then 1% fund, that one is goes in conjunction with the general fund sales tax revenue. We pull the 1% out and put it in this fund. The fund balance was $14 million in 2024. We're planning on, if you pass the water line repairs, that's $4,700,000. And then the CMMP is projecting to use $2,507,562 to put the new roof on DPW, which leaves a significant balance. Well, it leaves a balance of $6,792,000. And then if you add in the projected revenue of $4,890,000, we're back closer to $10 million. The bed tax fund is the one that is not collecting as quickly as we had hoped. It's currently in the negative because it's being funded, was being funded in prior years, using up more than we had in that area. So the hope is this year we don't fund anything from the bed tax, but we collect the 175 we're hoping to collect in 2025, which should get us in the black really quickly. And then the next one is the notes for the special revenue funds, so the proprietary funds. So in electric fund, we have anticipated $1,671,312 in needs for the CMMP. They're listed out there as the mini excavator with the trailer, the energy storage system for $371,000, the mini excavator and the trailer is $150,000, electrical distribution equipment replacements $500,000, generator set rebuilds is $500,000. Powerhouse SCADA reporting system is $150,000. Ports and Harbors has a request for $2,700,000 for LCD and UMC dredging. Solid Waste has a request for baler control system upgrade of $125,000. And then the grants, they've got a grant out there for $9,992,000 for Captain Bay Road safety and paving. And then the last section is the proprietary funds. I've tried to break them out in a simple format that will give you an idea of where they stand in 24 and expected for our budget. So for electric, we are budgeting an operating deficit at this point. And then non-operating costs, depreciation, and then it puts it at a negative $6,521,000. Water has an operating deficit of $226,000 and a deficit for the whole fund of $1,345,000. Wastewater has an operating surplus and a deficit of overall net loss of $1,149,000. Solid waste has a operating surplus, and then when you get down to the final, it's an operating deficit of $860,000. The next one is the next proprietary funds is Ports and Harbors. Ports and Harbor is the operating, has an operating surplus, non-operating funds, but when you get in, you pull in the depreciation and the transfers out for the CMMP, that there's an operating deficit of $3,454,000. And not operating, but an overall fund. And then airports, it has an operating deficit of $352,000 and then overall $466,000. Housing has a operating deficit of $481,000 and $679,000 overall for the fund. And if you have any other questions, I can go to specific pages of the budget sheets if you need me to. Or I can step back and you can talk to the directors and ask them specifics about their departments.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from council? Councilman Tungle? If you have any questions, just holler out. Councilman Luby?
Yeah, first off, I want to say thank you very much for that we are able to see this before we set the mill rate, before we approve the CMMP and the grants and the school and extra positions. So it's really good to actually see something beforehand. I had an issue with this last year, and I'm really happy to see it beforehand now. Awesome presentation. I actually, when I opened the packet up, I had the biggest smile on my face that I've had in a long time. So I just want to say thanks for that, because I really do appreciate it. I do have a couple of little questions there. One of them was, so on the depreciation for the ports, it's all under a harbor office. Is there a reason we don't apply that to each of the facilities?
I think it's just a lot more seamless, and being able to just divide that up would be time consuming, and it hasn't been done in the past, so.
Okay.
Not saying it couldn't be done, but it's not something I'd really vote in favor of if I didn't have to.
Right. No, I know it's a lot of extra work for sure. The only reason I ask is it seems like that might play into rates for each facility possibly. Not that it does, but, and we're not talking about, you know, what rates are right now, but I just kind of had, was wondering if there was a reason. I think
for the rate studies, the rate study people do break things out by different areas. So like for the landfill, they break out the landfill section from solid waste to have that separate. So they know exactly what their liability is there. So,
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. And I think you guys, I'm amazed you guys pulled off the budget after hearing all the increased costs and everything. That was another thing that I was pleasantly surprised. And even by, you know, funding everything, it's still looking good for, you know, a surplus, you know, to go for capital projects and stuff. And looking at this, I personally don't see any issues with the additional staff. So, I mean, you guys did it. So appreciate that. And I think that's about all I have for right now. So
thank you.
Anyway, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Luby. Any further questions? Councilman Coleman?
Thank you. So I kind of just want to focus on the revenue page, though. So I looked at your 213 memo you had for the FY25 projections, and there's been some changes. So I'm wondering what, why? So looks like starting with property tax, you've got it budgeted for 9.1 million, but in February it was 8.7. So can you explain possible change,
looking why there would have been an increase? And looking at the numbers and what came in, we just tried to make it as close to actual as we could.
Investment earnings. Yeah. So
we're right now at 6 million. Let's talk
investment earnings. Right now we're enjoying 6 million mm-hmm. from this past year. And normally in previous, we've done 1 million. Looks like you upped that. So in February, you said, let's do 1 million, but now we're at 3 million.
Can that was explain? After looking at the 6 million that we had collected after 3-1. I figure if I left it at 1 million, I wasn't doing a service for the city by undering it so far. And now we're at a $7 million surplus when we anticipated being at a negative last year based on what we had put in there. So I talked to Frank on the fishery stuff. And then I went back and looked at what we collected to try to get as close as I could to actual.
I tend to, it was always taught to me that we should never consider investment portfolio as a revenue source. I'd hate to start, because this could account for your change in your budget increase as, you know, 3 million as opposed to 1 million. And that, you know, it's an election year. I mean, you don't know. And I would hate to set a budget based off an investment portfolio. So
I'm not going to base it on the 6 million that we've collected. I went to 3 million because 1 million, we've collected more than that the last 3 years. And those weren't good years. So 3 million seems to be the average that we've been collecting. It's not a huge jump. I'm not looking at 10 million, which we might get to this year. I'm just increasing it to 3. So that would be for normal earnings with not, you know, like wonderful gains. It'd be just normal gains.
Right. And we are looking at changing our portfolio here soon.
But so, we are still going to be having revenue that's coming in through that. Right. And so it's only 40 million that we're moving. We have over 100 million sitting in this investment portfolio. So the odds of it going much below 3 million are pretty low.
So again, I mean, it is just a strategy, and I would hate to, you know, we already have a revenue sources that are hard to predict to begin with, and then throw in some changes with, investment portfolio. It just seems, like I said, I would never count on that when I'm setting strategies.
I hear what you're saying, but to me, putting a million in when I know we're going to be collecting close to 10 right now just seems like a travesty. Like there's a point of overestimating revenues and there's a point of underestimating beyond what you should. I don't think that's fair to the citizens to say we're not going to collect a minimum of 3 million, which we're way beyond that at this point.
So again, this is not an arguing point, So we're going to end it there, but I wanted to know the justification because, like, again, I'm dealing with something here that I don't feel like it's a little bit risky to me. You have other revenues. So, again, I always just like to look for consistencies, and the 2024 budget had changed. I don't know why there was a change in numbers from other revenues, why a budget number would have changed, but there were changes in that based off your 213 memo for the 2024, and then you changed it again for the budget amount for FY25 was 2 million. Now it's 3.1. So I don't know why a 2024 budget number would have changed, an FY24 budget would have changed. Maybe I don't know if you can share any light on that. It wasn't much. It's just there was, like I said, I look for make sure things are consistent, and I don't know why that would have changed. And then I just the why did you change your opinion on the other revenue sources changing?
Because I went into them more deeply after I did my presentation, and I tried to get as close to actual as I could. I don't think I went up very much. And I included things that were there, and I looked at prior year collections and current year collections to make sure that I didn't go too high and I didn't let it stay too low.
Right. It went over $1 million and change. So what of that was possibly to change?
I don't have that in front of me right now. I can bring that back. I can look it up and get back to you with the exact details. But asking me now to know the details is I'm not going to be able to provide you with what you're looking for.
So what of the other revenues then? Do we have that there? Could you break that down where you might have?
No. I didn't break it down on the revenue projections. It wasn't broken down on the prior year revenue projections. I kept the same breakdown that was there. And I went through and looked at the items that were in there and made sure that the items that were in there were as close to actual as possible.
Great. I'd like to see that.
Okay.
Well, we can get that for you.
Thank you very much.
Get it? Yep.
So you want the detail on the projection for the draft budget for FY25 for the other revenue sources?
Yes, ma'am.
We can get that.
Yep.
Are you done?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks. Any other questions or comments from council? Councilman Tungle?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thanks for the presentation. This is a lot better. The numbers are still looking pretty good. I know we might be some challenges ahead, but I think we're still doing good. Thank you. Thank you very much, Ms. Holda, on the presentation.
Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you, Councilman Tungle. Councilman Bell?
The proprietary funds, utilities in particular.
Mm-hmm. You can go back a couple slides. Or almost the last two. Yeah, there you go. Utility ones?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Those four utilities, what's the fund balance in those?
Fund balance is not, it's still there. I didn't bring that with me, but I did look, and we're not in the negative in the fund balance yet. So we're still okay, but we definitely need to do a rate study, and we need to actually start looking at how we can keep these rates, these values from going down much further.
Is that balance, is that a difficult through with the monies that go in and out and the expenditures over the year? Is that a hard number to pin down?
No, it's a balance sheet number. And I'm wanting the auditors to verify some of the stuff, because when I looked at it when I first got here, some of the numbers did not look accurate to me, and I think it could have been the crystal report we were running, but I do have, they are looking at them right now, so I can definitely bring them in, but nothing was so close to the bottom that it was, we're going to be in the hole, we're not going to have any money there. We do have money there, and it's because of the investments that all the utilities have made in infrastructure and mechanicals.
Okay, I'm just looking at a couple of these. Yep. and what you've got
I
in
can,
here.
I can
would
get
you
to
please not interrupt, please? Thank you.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm done asking questions. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Any further questions? Councilman Luby?
So I kind of a comment, going back to Sherry's questions there about the property tax. I believe that the increase in the revenue possibly is because of the assessed values. They did go up on residential this year. And so that might account for, you know, the increase in property tax revenue. And then the other one was, let me just look real quick here. Sorry. I had an answer on what I had seen. On the investment earnings. And I understand that, you know, that it might not be a good practice to, you know, to use those when you're budgeting. There's been a lot of talk about the interest rates in the Federal Reserve here lately. And I don't see interest rates coming down until after the election in November. We probably won't see anything in, you know, till the first of the year. When we do, it's not going to come down really quickly. It's going to come down very slowly. I do feel like the $3 million is pretty conservative from what we're actually seeing. So, you know, if that helps a little bit clarify, you know, maybe. Anyway, that's all. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate your update and your information.
Thank you, sir.
It'll help us a lot. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Next item under the work session is the follow-up on the CMMP. I'll turn it over to the acting city manager. Excuse me, city manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So the FY25-34 capital and major maintenance plan is up for adoption later on this evening. And we're providing this opportunity in the work session forum for council to pose any final questions about the projects that are up for funding in FY25.
Okay, thank you.
I will note that we have quite a few directors that are out of town. So it might be if you have very specific questions about some of the projects, we might need to just let you know that we'll get that information to you, but we'll do the best we can. And Thomas Rufos is here. And so we're going to turn it over to council now and see if you have any questions.
Great. Thank you. Questions regarding the CMMP for any further questions you may have on what was presented. Councilman Tungle.
No question. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Yep, thank you. Councilman Bell?
Let me ask some questions because I'll probably vote no on this. If there's ample funds in the proprietary fund, the electric energy storage system, is that something that could be moved up? Or is it too late at this point with engineering and bidding and all that stuff? And would there be a benefit?
So you're asking that be moved up to FY25? Is that your question?
Yeah. If the funds are available, is that, you know, is that something? And I'll just use that one as an example. That some of the other ones are pretty large projects. And
so,
do you have an answer for that, Mr. Rufos, or not?
I don't have an answer for that beyond the design is planned for FY25. We could certainly kick that over to.
Yeah, I think that's something that would need a lot more consideration and a lot more discussion.
Because
it's not
Rufus.
Yeah, it's not designed yet either, even. So being able to construct it would be questionable.
Yeah. If it's not in the design phase, there's a time there's a process and time for that. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Any further questions or comments on the CMMP for any final questions? Okay. Thank you for being available.
Thanks, Thomas.
Okay, at this time, we will receive public comments and 3 minutes per person. Does anyone present wish to speak to the CMMP? City Clerk, were there any written comments submitted, or does anyone on the Zoom or phone wish to speak?
No, sir. No written comments and no one in Zoom.
Thank you. I'll request a motion and a second to return to regular session.
Move to go back into regular session.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, second by Councilman Luby. Council, if there's any objection, hearing no objection, we're back in regular session. That's 6:57. 6:57. Next on the our agenda is the consent agenda, which with just one item. Absent a request from council to move one or more items to the regular agenda for discussion, the consent agenda is adopted without discussion and with a single vote. The title of the consent agenda item is Resolution 2024-13, approving scholarships to be awarded to graduating seniors at the Unalaska High School. We have a motion and a second to adopt the consent agenda.
I'll move to adopt the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Coleman, second by Councilman Longo. I request a roll call vote, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Longo?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Thank you. With the roll call vote of 5 yeas and 0 nays, the council has adopted Resolution 2024-13. We are now on the regular agenda. Persons wishing to speak on the regular agenda items must sign up with City Clerk. There's 3 minute time per person. First item is the Ordinance 2024-06. Second reading, creating a budget amendment number 6 to the fiscal year 2024 budget, appropriating $4,700,000 from the 1% sales tax fund for an increase to the Captain's Bay Road Waterline Extension Project, WA22D, and decreasing the budget for the McCushion Geothermal Project, EL22B, by $1,850,000. We have a motion and a second to adopt Ordinance 2024-06.
I'll make a motion to adopt Ordinance 2024-06.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Luby, second by Councilman Coleman. I'll turn this over to the acting city manager to introduce.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So this budget amendment has two elements. The first is the $4,700,000 funding coming from the 1% special revenue fund to be transferred to the water capital projects budget. And the purpose is to construct phase one of the Captain's Bay Road waterline extension project to extend waterline from westward to OSI on Captain's Bay Road. This project solves existing problems and will improve operations, maintenance, and prepare for future development down Captain's Bay Road. Secondly, the budget amendment decreases the McCushion Geothermal Project by $1,850,000. This is money that we no longer expect to receive from OCCP since the power purchase agreement was allowed to expire. So we're just removing that funding we expected to receive from the budget. First reading was on April 9th. The public hearing was completed earlier this evening with no public comment, and the ordinance is now ready for adoption. And staff recommends approval, and hopefully we'll be able to answer any questions you might have.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Coleman.
Thank you. All right, the water line is what I'm going to really talk about here. All right, it was scheduled, the last FY24 CMMP was scheduled 4.7 for that on that CMP. It was erased from the CMMP and put on as a budget amendment, $4.7 million to this current budget. Could you explain why it was moved from fiscal years?
Well, Mr. Honka felt that it was quite almost an, I hesitate to say emergency, but we really needed to get that water line installed. One of the primary reasons is the private water line that goes down the hill to a customer on Captain's Bay Road that's leaking huge amounts of treated water. So we're making all of this good treated water, and we're wasting it because it's just blown out of those wood stave pipes. And so that was one of the primary reasons that we moved it up to this year, because we could fund it out of the 1% special revenue fund and get it done this year, hopefully. Well, sooner than, we just wanted to move it up a year in order to fix that problem and get it done.
Okay. But this thing's been leaking for years. I mean, I guess, ma'am, it's a hard thing to call it an emergency when we've known about it and it's been leaking for years. So I really, really question large budget amendments when it really doesn't present itself. So unless, you know, as an emergency, because that's the reason why we have these plans, is so we can plan this stuff out fiscally. So I guess the next question is, this is, as I was looking through the memo, and so my question is, the water extension line, sorry, because you don't know what I'm looking at, the nice picture here. So we're looking at the line from westward to North Pacific, because that's, or what, how far is this, which section are we talking about here?
I believe it's going to extend water line from westward to OSI.
All the way to OSI?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Phase one of it. Okay. Are we expecting to receive any new customers from this?
Not that I'm aware of, but answer that question later if you want me to dig into that. I don't know the answer to that.
I mean, it's too offshore. So there's not presently any water going past North Pacific, correct? I mean, we got $4.7 million that we're fixing to do a budget amendment for. I mean, it should be able to, these are big questions that, like, pretty basic.
So. Mr. Hernandez, would you mind coming up and see if our...
That would be great.
Our deputy utilities director, Eric Hernandez, can shed some light on this. I think the first question, Eric, was, do we expect any new customers with the installation of this water line?
There may be a little bit more interest, maybe from offshore systems, but we're expecting to retain the same customers that we have, like North Pacific.
Okay, so we do not have an existing line for North Pacific to OSI, right?
No.
Okay, so, but we do from westward to North Pacific.
No, not at the
moment. No, we do not. So North Pacific is solely getting theirs down the through the valley, that right down the staves that are leaking. How much water do you suspect?
It's changed, and I don't have that exact number.
Just ballpark it for me.
I think it was.
It's between 8 to 10 million a month.
There you go.
I was thinking that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tungle. I was believing that I had heard in the past that it's over 7 million gallons.
And that's treated water. All right. So this is 4.7 from westward all the way to offshore, but you don't expect offshore to Where's offshore? Where's OSI getting their water?
They have their own treatment plant, and they do buy some water in the summer. But the drawback for them is the closest source for them to get water from the city is near Westford, so they haven't in the past. So maybe if bring it closer to them, it might open that opportunity up for them.
Okay, absolutely. I think one other advantage that obviously hasn't been mentioned here is firefighting capabilities. I remember having to pull water when we have fires down there. So I think this addition down to offshore will be a help with fire suppression.
Yeah.
You know, help that exponentially. So this is a big project, all part of the Captain's Bay Road. Any thought on, since we're not really possibly gaining any new customers, there will be no rate of return then. You don't expect any?
One of the biggest offsets for this will be maintenance. So we haven't been able to properly maintain like our CT tanks or reservoirs because we do have like a regulatory obligation to serve North Pacific. And unfortunately, due to the service location, since it's near the CT tank or that pyramid tank, we're unable to put them out of water for extended periods of time. So this will also help with a lot of the maintenance and actually some of the safety, because we'll also be able to access more water reserves for emergencies and other emergencies.
All right. I think one of the big things on me, again, you know, is like all of a sudden this was set for, you know, all of a sudden our CMMP for this next year doesn't looks really great because we pulled $4.7 million off and we're going to pay for it this fiscal year, which budget-wise, the only saving grace on this one is the $6 million that we're gaining and makes our budget this year look good because we're going to exceed our revenue sources because of the investments amount. So that is going to be the reason why I will support this. Otherwise, I really oppose to these budget amendments of this magnitude without it being a real emergency. Or maybe there was some other construction need. You're doing construction anyway, so let's move it up, move the construction year up sooner. None of that was given. Didn't really seem reasonable to move it out of that fiscal year to me. But again, like I said, I think because of our we're doing pretty darn okay. Good use of 1%, good use of that's what 1% helped for these proprietary funds. So that's, thanks for answering my questions. Thank you for answering my questions.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Councilman Coleman. Councilman Bell.
Yeah, I guess my question would be, and I'm not sure if we can get an answer tonight, is the $4.7 million, is that an updated figure or is that a figure, engineering figure from several years ago in the planning process of this project? Just concerned that we approve this and we're going to come back here in a year looking for another $1.5 million or something like that because these numbers aren't real. Outside of that, go ahead if you have an answer.
Well, I don't have an answer. What I said is what we can dig into that and get back to you about how old that number might be.
I expect that number to go up, but that 1% sales tax does have some room in there if the escalating or if there's some escalating cost. But I think the urgency of it, I think the water leak has increased the amount of flow going out of there and the benefit. We gained another 1 million gallons of storage by putting in that line. I think that benefit definitely outweighs, you know, putting this off. So I will be in support.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Other comments, Councilman Tungle?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor. It's been a long battle. We pushed this three times. I know it got pushed, and we kind of planned it this year because of the worst leak that's happening on it. And it's just, it's unforeseeable. It's underneath where, I don't know, it's pretty bad. It started from a million or two, and then it 3 to 4. Now it's between 8 and 10 a month. So it's pretty bad, and it's that time, I think. And it's a good pace. This thing has been a plan to do a first pace, so we got money sitting in there to do the paving and everything on the, and then we are waiting for the step two to be approved. And putting this in there, it kind of help out having it prepared for straightening that road and paving it. So I'd be in full support of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tungo. Any further comment on resolution 2406? Ordinance 2406. Any further comments? All right. This time we'll anyone signed up for public comment?
No, sir. But somebody provided a comment over Zoom.
Okay. Go ahead.
I have Mr. Steve Tompkins who messaged and said we would gain OSI as a customer, but it only results in approximately 40,000 a year per year in revenue. And he also mentioned that he can email Mr. Hernandez if we want.
Okay, thank you. I'll restate the motion if there's no further public comment or council comments. Ordinance 2024-06, creating budget amendment number 6, the fiscal year 2024 budget appropriating $4,700,000 from the 1% sale tax fund for increase to the Captain's Bay Road Waterline Extension Project, WA-22D, and decrease in the budget for McCushion Geothermal Project, EL-22B, by $1,850,000. Request a roll call vote.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Longo?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Ms. Goldman?
Yes.
Thank you. On a roll call vote of 5 yes and 0 nays, the council has adopted ordinance 2024-06. And next item, 24014, is now moved to after 2024-17. So we'll move on to resolution 2024-15. Establishing the sum to be made available from the City of Unalaska to the City Unalaska City School District for fiscal year 2025. May I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2024-15.
I move to adopt resolution 2024-15.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Bell, second by Councilman Luby. I'll turn this over to Assistant City Manager to introduce.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So the school district timely submitted, delivered their budget and funding request to the city by April 1st and presented it to council at your meeting on April 9th. Now it's time for the council to determine the funding that's going to be made available from local sources for school purposes, which needs to be accomplished no later than April 30th. We've prepared the resolution with the full funding requested by the school district, which is a total of $5,996,810. This amount includes $4,351,810, which is the maximum allowable local contribution, which is based on our the state's full determination of our assessed property values. That's 2.65 mils is the minimum, and then we're allowed to add an additional 2 mils of assessed value to that, plus $1,645,000 in funding beyond the set funding cap. And they increased that bucket of funding by $300,000 this year as compared to last year. That $1,645,000 is made up of $975,000 for the community schools agreement, $210,000 for the preschool, $300,000 for food services, and $160,000 for student activities. So this is a council decision, and council may choose not to fund 100% of the school's request. However, a decision does need to be made tonight for the school funding sum based on the deadlines that are imposed in our code of ordinances. And your statement of the school funding sum will be accomplished through resolution 2024-15. There are some alternatives that I discussed that I set out in the memo. But if you want to request them at the full funding request, you don't need to make any changes to the resolution.
Okay, thank you very much. Council discussion at this time. Councilman Bell.
Yeah, I'll support this resolution at the dollar amount that the school is requesting. We have the money, and I think we have it in the budget, and I agree with supporting at their ask while we can. No telling, in the future, if we're going to be able to continue to contribute at this rate. But I would make a note that we probably should, as a council, when we do state lobbying trips, make it a priority to talk to our state legislators about funding schools, so that we don't, we don't end up into a situation where our schools are running short. So thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Tungo.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll be in full support of this. As they mentioned on the last meeting that anything comes up from the state, if they ever get any more funding, that they'll be returning some of the money back, and that's a good positive way of looking at it too. So, but our school is our pride and joy in the community, and kids are our future. So I'll be in full support of this.
Okay, thank you, Councilman Tungo. Councilman Coleman.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I wasn't here for the presentation of that. However, I did have an opportunity, or I would have asked my questions then, but I did have a chance to listen to it. I guess my one caveat here, not a caveat, it's what my one kind of issue with where she was gleaning money from. It was through the community schools. The allocation was 60-40, and she asked to split to 50-50 to increase, city portions. And the argument was, use the pool more, you have to drain it more. I know that that's a tool in which to try to get a balanced budget for them. I just hate to see that being the trend going forward. However, until the leadership in our state government changes, we've got, this is what we're stuck with. I think our Senate and our House did a great job of trying to get the BSA increased, and that didn't pan out. So I have a feeling we might be dealing with this for a little bit longer. I don't want to see the school fail just because we're going to have to ride this one out. So unless we can get, again, reach out to your senator and state rep if you feel like BSA needs to be increased, because it hasn't been. So again, the presentation was really good, showing that it is not even increasing with inflation. And so we're dealing with inflation costs here. Everybody is. I just wanted to make that comment about where the allocation was changing, and just hate to see that continue in that direction. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Coleman. I believe you're part of our city council representative to the school board on the budget. Were you alternate?
I was not. Oh,
Councilman Luby, appreciate your input. Go ahead.
So, I was part of the budget committee, and One of the reasons that we did decide to change the community schools was because there is a lot more use of the school pool, and it makes a huge difference on their utilities, and with the cost of fuel and everything that has raised the cost of utilities, it really has impacted their annual budget. And so, you know, we looked at it pretty good and, you know, thought, yeah, no, we probably should change that. The community uses the school, and we don't just use the pool. We also use the gyms. We've had a lot of community, you know, service things that happened in the gyms, whether it's, you know, services or banquets. You know, the tribe does their banquet in there, which they always have and stuff. But there's a lot of different things that we do there that is outside of school activities, which really helps the school. So we did look at it pretty good. So I felt pretty comfortable with, you know, saying okay on that. So anyway, I think that the school does, you know, pretty good job at trying to manage their funding, and they, we went through it in, you know, pretty in depth, and I thought it was pretty good for what they have to deal with. And yeah, the BSA, that's the one thing that really hurts us all. So I would encourage everybody to get out there and, you know, try to change the minds of our governor. Anyway, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. And thank you for being part of the committee to help us get the right numbers. Any further comments from council? Okay. Thank you very much for your comments. City clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir. No one signed up.
Okay, thank you. I'll restate the motion on the resolution 2024-15 establishing the sum to be made available from the City of Unalaska to the Unalaska City School District for fiscal year 2025. We'll request a roll call vote.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle? Mr. Tungle?
On mute.
Yes.
Mr. Longo?
Yes.
Thank you. With this 5-0, the council has adopted resolution 2024-15. The next item is resolution 2024-16, establishing the sums to be made available for community support and capital grants from the City of Unalaska to the applicants for the community support for fiscal year 2025. I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2024-16.
I make a motion to adopt resolution 2024-16.
I'll second.
Moved by Councilman Longo, second by Councilman Luby. I'll turn this over to City Manager, Acting City Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
City Manager, I'm sorry. I'll keep saying
I still answer. Thank you, sir. So 8 applications for funding were received this year, including a request from the IFHS Clinic for significant funding to cover the cost of providing after-hours emergency medical services. I suggest funding the clinic outside of the funding formula target used for the other grant requests. 5 organizations requested more funding than last year, 1 requested less, and 2 requested the same amount. And you can see that little chart up on your screen. The FY25 requests totaled $1,349.75, not including the clinic. So that $1,349,000 is well within the funding formula guideline of $1,931,000. Adding the clinic's request of $1,047,441 brings the total to $2,397,146. Staff recommends consideration of the clinic's request outside the funding formula because the large amount requested by the clinic would mean the council couldn't fully fund the other requests within the funding formula guideline. We suggest using accumulated tobacco excise tax revenue for the purpose of funding the clinic, which aligns with the dedication of that revenue. If council chooses to fully fund all the requests, staff recommends utilizing $1,125,648 from tobacco excise tax, along with $1,271,498 from the general fund to meet the total of $2,397,000. Staff recommends no appropriation from the bed tax fund this year because, as the finance director told you earlier, we have over-appropriated bed tax in past years, meaning we're at a deficit of more than $93,000. So we recommend no appropriation from bed tax this year. I'm going to ask the clerk to scroll down a little bit farther to the next chart in the memo. That one. So that's how we recommend it. You know, if council wants to fully fund the requests, that's how we recommend you do it. $1,271,498 from the general fund and $1,125,648 from the tobacco excise tax revenue fund, which is completely available right now. We have more than that in a cash balance in that account right now. And it's just it's a good thing that we have that tobacco excise tax revenue available. I think that makes it much easier for council to fund that large request from the clinic. And again, I think the clinic should be considered separately from the other grant requests this year. So that's the recommendation. You guys could choose to adopt it, resolution 2024-16 as presented, providing funding to match the requests submitted, or you may choose to alter the amounts provided to one or more organizations. And you could also choose to provide no funding through the grant program. Individual awards and the funding sources are council decisions. We just make recommendations for you. And if you do want to entertain changing amounts that you provide to any specific organization, we do have a spreadsheet ready that we can pull up and put up on the screen so you can see how the numbers change if you choose not to fund anything at the full request. That's all I have for you, and we're hopefully can answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Marjorie. At this time, I'll take council discussion. Councilman Tungo.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So on the bed tax, you say we're on a negative or we don't have any money at all on that?
The balance sheet shows that we're a negative 93,949 on the balance sheet. So what's happened is we've continually appropriated. We had a line on the budget each year going to the Visitors Bureau. It was an expense line in the budget. And because of that, they just kind of kept repeating it. And so therefore we were appropriating money from that fund, not really looking at what the balance was. And I'd like to stop that practice. And so we can allow that fund to get back into the black and not make any appropriations from it this year.
Well, thank you. This is quite a jump, but we're still doing good so far. I think this year I'll be okay on the recommendation of the staff. Might be different for next year, so I'll be in support for this year on this the recommendation of the staff for this one. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tungo. Any further comment, questions, Councilman Luby?
So, looking at the funds, I think that we need to review our formula as a council. I think that there's maybe some misinterpretations between how we feel or how I feel it's read and how staff might feel it's read. But I think that contributed to the bed tax being underfunded, or so that we were basically in the red. But that's a discussion for later, not for tonight, I don't believe. But, I plan on, bringing something to maybe hopefully clarify things for the future. But I feel like, right now, if we take the city or take the clinic out of the equation. I think that there, within our formula, there's plenty of money to fund the other grants. And then, and the tobacco tax, that's what that's for. You know, there's not a whole lot of uses we can use it for except for the clinic. So it's appropriate to use those funds for that, as long as we have them. And, you know, if we don't have them, we can't use them. But if we have them, you know, those special revenue funds are specifically for special needs. And this, to me, you know, becomes one of them. But I do plan on addressing, you know, the bed tax, why it's in the negative right now. And I agree, it's been, you know, the way we've been doing it, like, you know, Margie presented as, you know, that's the cause, because we've been doing it wrong. So anyway, we'll address that later. But anyway, I'll be in support and funding everybody.
Hey, thank you, Councilman Ruby, for the comments. Okay. Thank you for your comments. And City Clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir. No one signed up, and no one indicated in Zoom that they wanted to provide any comment.
Great. Thank you. at this time, I'll restate the motion. The motion is to adopt Resolution 2024-16, establishing the sums to be made available for community support grant and capital grants from the City of Onalaska to applicants for community support for fiscal year 2025. I'll request a roll call vote, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Longo?
Yes.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Thank you. And with this vote, the council has adopted Resolution 2024-16. Our next item is Resolution 2024-17, adopting the FY25-34 capital and major maintenance plan. I have a motion and a second to adopt Resolution 2024-17.
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 2024-17.
I'll second.
Moved by Councilman Luby, seconded by Councilman Longo. I'll turn this over to the Assistant City Manager to introduce.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So Resolution 2024-17 will adopt the FY25 through FY34 Capital and Major Maintenance Plan. I'll ask the clerk to display the bottom of page one of the staff memo, which summarizes the funding sources for the first year of the projects in the CMMP, which is FY25, the upcoming fiscal year. We're very fortunate to have been awarded funding from the State Transportation Improvement Plan, or STIP. That was quite a coup that we got that funding, so we're pretty happy about that. And that will go for the Captain's Bay Road project, and it's nearly $10 million. There have been no changes made to the FY25 chart, the big charts that you were delivered earlier by the Planning Department, and we have them over on the wall as well. There's been no changes made since you were provided those earlier. So Mr. Rufos is here again if you have any additional questions about the CMMP, but it's up for adoption for tonight.
Okay, thank you. At this time, we'll have council discussion. Any questions, comments for Marjorie? Councilman Coleman?
Thank you. Well, I mean, I know when this was first presented, I had some really concerns about how heavy this is within the next 5 years. You can look at the next fiscal year, 25, and again, we just moved $4.7 million out of that, you know, what was originally there. And so it seems a little bit lighter and quite a bit palatable, but the next couple of years, 3 years in, are quite disturbing. I haven't changed my position on that. This economy is fisheries based. It's quite volatile right now, despite what you might see in projections and revenue. What we were presented, again, you don't always see this right away. Sometimes it takes a year for that to transpire. I mean, Senator Stedman even said that this is an unprecedented market collapse in all fisheries. NOAA reported 11% decrease in the U.S. money market in 2022. We're likely to see that soon. The Senate is considering, other than the relief packages that we've been receiving for collapsed fisheries, the Senate has looking at appropriating money to Sea Share to buy out fish and cold storage. I mean, it goes on and on. If you open a newspaper, I mean, you don't have to be in the industry to see it, that we've got some troubled times at possibly. And I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but looking at a CMMP that is so heavy, the plan in the next couple of years, I can't support that. I can't support that knowing what is very much possible. I hope I'm wrong. Again, I didn't have to be a naysayer, but I'm trying to be conservative and be protective of taxpayer money. If you check the, if you ever look at the trend on our revenue pie, more and more is coming out of property taxes. And less and less is coming allocation through fisheries. Our fisheries is not keeping up, and the economy is from fisheries is not really quite keeping up with the possible growth that we are trying to expand into. And so that's going to come on the back of the taxpayers. So I don't want to see that happen. I like to see, we're going to talk about the mill rate soon, but I cannot support this heavy-ended project plan that we have even within the next 5 years. Thank you.
I'll have comments on this later. Any further comments from council members? Councilman Luby?
Yeah, so a couple of things. First, I'll say that I like the way that it has been changed as far as moving, you know, maintenance into the operating budget, because that's where maintenance belongs. It's not an asset. And just leaving the actual assets on the CMMP. Probably need to change the name to maybe to capital projects versus, you know, having the maintenance in there. And but I do believe that we also still need to see a maintenance plan so that we know that the assets, first off, are, you know, being taken care of, but then also what is the projected cost of maintaining the current assets. So I would encourage, you know, an annual review of, you know, a maintenance plan for all of our assets. So where I have the biggest problem is in the proprietary funds. So we don't know what the funding balance is. So we just saw the budget where we're, you know, budgeting a deficit. And that doesn't even include the money from the CMMP for the proprietary funds. So do we have money in the proprietary funds to be able to support the CMMP from the proprietary, or do we need to move this dollar amount out of proprietary funds? The 1% fund has money to support this. I just don't think that being financially responsible, you can take money from an account you don't know if you have a balance in enough to do that. Because then we would be going right back to what we just talked about with the bed tax. We would be in a, you know, we're taking money from somewhere out of the sky. I don't know where it comes from. But if it's not in the fund, where is it coming from? So that's the only thing I have an issue with. I don't feel that there's an issue supporting all the projects for this year. I do have issues going forward. I'm not sure that I would support, you know, I will agree to approve the CMMP as it is with the fire station and the police station, all those different things on there, knowing that maybe next year that, you know, I might not support it next year when it actually comes time to fund it. So, you know, just beware of that, because there's some big hits and we really need to concentrate on our power right now. And we also have a lot of maintenance to do on existing stuff. So I would support it, but I wouldn't support taking the, you know, the money from the proprietary funds that's allocated for that. I would have to move it to a different account.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Bell?
I'm going to pretty much echo Councilman Libby's comments there as far as knowing what's in the proprietary funds and spending money that we don't know what, don't know for sure that is there or not. I don't think I can support this resolution. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Further comments? Did I get Tungle ready? Councilman Tungle?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. And I apologize, Councilmember Tungle. I didn't start talking early enough. Mr. Rufos has a response about the last couple of comments. So go ahead, Thomas.
Okay.
I just have a answer for Councilmember Bell from his earlier question about the electric energy storage system. Currently, the money that is in the electric proprietary fund that is there, but it is pending a grant, the CPRG grant, that's going to be funding a significant number of our electric projects going into the future, that we have a pretty solid chance of actually receiving that funds. And that's the joint grant that we're doing with OC for the geothermal, wind, and solar project collectively. If that does come to fruition, the funds for, at least for the energy storage system, are going to come out of the proprietary fund and be grant funded instead. And I believe that's going to be the case for a significant number of projects that we'll see in the electric funds.
Thank you. Appreciate that answer.
Councilman Tungle, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, you know, this CMMP is a good tool that we look for the next 10 years. It is kind of scary the way things are going. I know we got some challenges ahead of us, but approving this, that don't mean we're going to do everything on this one. We still got to approve each one of these when the time comes. And if we can afford it, we can always move it to the following year. It's not something we gotta do right away. It depends on the situation where we at the same time. But I'll be in support of this. This is some tool that we wanna keep in there, and we gotta plan ahead. And if it's not a portable, that when the time comes, we can always move it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tungle. All right. Chris, I'll say a few words. I support the comments that I've heard from all the council members, but I'm concerned that if we don't look at this as a plan, as a projection of the next 10 years, we're going to fall into a situation of not doing where we are regarding our maintenance and upkeep of our facilities. Water, sewer, and electric, roads, they all need to be maintained. Buildings that we have, including the building we're in right now, is at some point going to have to get on the CMMP for repairs. School is also in that situation. The PCR building. If we don't have a plan that projects some use of revenues for year to year to year, then we're going to be in a situation of having to fund everything. And I'm not so worried about the fisheries because I think a lot of it is, you know, we're in a stage right now where if you haven't felt the loss of the fish, then you haven't prepared very well. I think we have. We're in a good place right now, and I think we spend our money to prioritize under the CMMP, which is what we should be doing during every third or fourth quarter prior to changing it. And it's a plan. It's not put in play. So I urge the council to move this forward, and the council then needs to do the work of working with planning, working with the engineering and our finance department to keep an eye on where we are in spending regard to the maintenance and upkeep of our facilities. further comments? Councilman Luby.
So I'd like to propose that we move all the funding from the proprietary funds over to the 1% fund. We know what that balance is, and the funds are there to support it. And so my suggestion would be is to move that over there. And if we did that, I would support the CMMP as presented.
I would ask, what would that do to the proprietary funds going to be in that balance zero? It's not a motion yet, it's a discussion.
Yeah, we know that we had $14 million in the 1% fund, and then we just approved 4.7 to come out of there. There's also funding that we've already approved, or that's in the CMMP out of the 1%, and I can't remember what that dollar amount is.
2.5.
And so then if we add from the proprietary funds over to the 1%, I believe we should still have $6 million left, I believe, in that account, in the 1% fund, after everything is all, if we were to take this out of there. So we should have 9.3% after the 4.7 comes out for the water line extension. And then if we were to move, I know I have this number written down, I just can't find it, sorry.
That would be, the total of the proprietary fund projects is $4,496,312.
So just so I understand you correctly, Council Member Luby, you know, up on the chart that's on the screen, mm-hmm. there's money coming out of the electric, solid waste, and ports proprietary funds. And you want all three of those categories of funding to not come from the proprietary fund, but rather come from the 1% special revenue fund.
Correct.
That's what you're discussing. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And in, you know, and the only reason I say that is because we know what the fund is in the 1%, and we know the money's there. We just saw, you know, a budgeted deficit in all the proprietary funds, and we don't know what the fund balances are, so we don't even know if we have the money there. So that would be my proposal, is to move those to the 1% fund where we have the money, and that's what that fund's for, is for special, you know, it's a special fund for capital projects. So
okay, if that motion is made and seconded, and you guys, I would suggest maybe we call the finance director up and see if she has any comment or suggestion about that proposal.
Yeah, that would be great. I would love to hear from him.
Any further discussion before we get to a motion on the proposed move from the proprietary funds to the 1% fund? None?
I don't believe a motion has been made, sir, so you're still in discussion.
No motion has been made. I was just asking. Maybe you could answer that question that Margie just asked for us.
Yes, sir. The concern that I have is we were looking at all of the roofs across the city, and they all are in terrible condition. So that was one of the funds that would have been able to be used relatively quickly if we didn't drain it for other things. And I do know there is fund balance in all of the proprietary funds because of the assets that they have. So I will get the auditors to give us the exact amount before we present the final budget. At that time, if it still looks bad, then maybe that is a good solution. But the concern is, if we want to get our roofs not coming off in the middle of winter, because there's a couple of them that sound like they could, we need to have funds available to do that. And that was one of them that Scott and we were discussing during the CMMP stuff, but it's your decision on how you spend your funds. So I just wanted to point that one out.
Thanks for reminding us of that. That roof study has not been completed, so we don't know what the number is yet. We don't know what the status is. And a lot of them are general fund buildings, right?
And I thank you, Patricia, for reminding us that we were discussing using, if there was a bunch of roofs that needed to be replaced, we already know there's a two or three that need to be replaced. We were discussing the 1% fund to pay for those.
Okay, thank you. Back to the main motion, which was to approve the capital major maintenance plan. First question, anybody on public signed up?
No, sir.
I'll restate the motion. Resolution 2024-17 adopting the FY25-34 capital major maintenance plan. A roll call vote, please.
Mr. Tungle?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
No.
Ms. Luby?
No.
Mr. Longo?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
No.
On a roll call vote of 5 no and 2 yeses, the...
Mayor, 2 yeses and 3 noes.
Yeah, 2 yeses and 3 noes. That's what I thought I said. With this vote, the council has not approved Resolution 2024-17. And so I guess my question now is, when does this come back?
I think the best course of action would be for council to provide us some direction on what you want us to do. You've chosen not to fund the FY25.
What? I mean, kind of disappointed that you haven't used the opportunity as a council to keep the plan in place. You may object to the policy of buying equipment or fixing repair facilities, but it's just, it has to happen sometime. I don't know what the real issue is here. So we need to give some direction to the city manager and planning department. Councilman Coleman?
I think the city manager can listen to our comments and bring back a different CMMP that is reflective of what was said here today.
On this end over here.
Sorry, but our comments, I think everybody's been pretty clear about what they would like to see changed. So it's just a matter of trying to figure out how to work that in. I think the comments, I can go back and review them, and I think pretty concise. So I don't think there needs to be a direction to just review what we've discussed and see if you can come up with a different plan that will facilitate some, if not all of that.
Is that enough, Thomas, that you may need information from us? I don't believe it is, but it's Councilman Luby, then.
Yeah, I think the biggest issue is just, you know, the proprietary funds and, you know, being able to support something that we don't know if the money's there. And so I think if you can come back with something that either supports that we have the money in the proprietary funds to fund those items or move them wherever you need them to be that we know has funding. I think that's the only issue. If we just, you know, knew that the funding was there, but if we don't know, then how do we, you know, be financially responsible and say, okay, you know, that I think that's the biggest issue. And so if you guys just come back with something like that, I'm sure, you know, that's all we're looking for. Thanks.
Thank you for that.
Okay. Councilman Coleman.
Well, and it's not just proprietary funds for me. It's some pretty big general fund outlays coming up short soon. So I'd like to see some little more shuffling and some reasonable explanation as to why it's occurring at such a rapid, I mean, it's all encompassing for me. And so I just, you know, I've expressed my position, been pretty consistent with it. So I'd like to see that the plan show a better sustainable projection, especially when we have so much in the need to try to address just maintaining what we have. I'm sorry to see that leave, because I think that brings everything together, gives a better picture. Now we've got to piecemeal things back together and what needs to be repaired and what needs to be replaced and what needs to be new. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So we'll look to have this potential changes maybe by the next meeting, possibly.
I think we can probably do that, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, thank you. And we'll have something to discuss, not necessarily act on. It's going to take a couple of meetings now to get this through again.
Well, it would be best if the CMMP is adopted before the first reading of the budget. So the May 14th meeting is your time to do that. One concern I have is direction from council needs to be a council decision that's voted on, and so that we know it's direction from the council as a whole, not just one council member thinks this, another council member thinks this, another council member thinks this. That's incredibly difficult direction to try to take. And it is not the council speaking as one voice. Okay. So that's one concern I have with being told to just listen to what we say and do it. Because there's been, excuse me, I didn't mean to hit my mic. There's been lots of different comments. Councilmember Luby did summarize that, you know, show us that the proprietary funds have the funding available and we'll be good to go. And Councilmember Coleman, it sounds like you are concerned about the speed and stacking of projects in future years. And right now we're just appropriating funding for FY25. That's not really clear direction, and I'm not sure that that is a council direction. If you understand what I'm saying, you know, council speaks as one body by voting on things, not by individual council members, you know, making statements. So if really clear direction is, if you have something in mind that you want and you want us to bring that back, clear direction would be much appreciated from the council as a whole.
Okay, thank you. Councilman Coleman.
So I apologize that this body hasn't made changes as it going through, because there's been a number of work sessions that have been proposed. I thought I've made my position pretty clear, and no changes were ever made by city management on that direction. So, but I think you're going to have to do another work session, and that the governing body here needs to be very making those changes, and specifically what those changes are, because I don't think any one person can, like, I mean, I think you're gonna have to come back as a group, as a work session, and that anybody has any really specific things, that's, you know, make those now and then pencil those in, and then maybe you'll find a consensus that way.
Okay, thank you. So we'll come back and revisit this CMMP on the next meeting. And I'm thinking we're going to have a discussion to sort it out, because they're so far apart by the council members as to what is important, what isn't. But yeah, we're going to get there. Or we don't get a budget, then we might as well go and get a new job. Okay, we'll move on. The vote's been made. The next item is 2024, 14? 2024-14, establishing the rate of levy on assessed property within the city of Unalaska for fiscal year 2025. Motion and a second to adopt 2024-14.
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 2024-14.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Luby, second by Councilman Bell. I'll turn this over to the Assistant City Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unalaska's code indicates that councils shall annually establish the rate of levy on assessed property, also known as the mill rate, and must do so no later than June 15. By adopting Resolution 2024-14, council will set the rate of levy for fiscal year 25. The rate suggested is 10.5 mills, which is the same as last year, and we are preparing the FY25 budget with revenue based on 10.5 mills. Council may increase or decrease the mill rate, we've included a chart to show you the effect that would have on revenue. Staff recommends adoption.
Okay, thank you. Council discussion at this time on 2024-14 levy. Councilman Luby.
Okay, so looking at this, I don't know if anybody, first off, if anybody noticed, but our property assessments went up for residential housing. It didn't affect businesses or land, only residential housing. So looking at the budget, which I was, you know, really happy with, that we have a surplus, that we're budgeting a surplus. And even with the CMMP, the grants, the school budget, the additional staff, the Title III, all of that taken into account, if the CMMP eventually does get passed, we're still, you know, looking at a $2.2 million surplus in the general fund. We heard, you know, Patricia say that she, you know, got our revenues down to, you know, pretty close to what she thinks it is. And she said, it sounds like she really analyzed everything. I feel like her numbers for revenue are pretty solid. I know a lot of people always say, but you know, we can't count on the, you know, the seafood tax. And, you know, I've been hearing the fish are going away for 30 years. And every year since the Pollock came into play, that's kind of been everybody's afraid, oh, it could go away. Well, if that fish tax goes away, I think we have enough money to support 1 year. But this town's going to become a ghost town, and we're not going to have any, you know, we're not really going to have to support a whole lot. So, you know, with all of that, I look at it and I want to make sure that, you know, we're sustainable, that we're getting our projects done, we're taking care of our maintenance, we're doing everything we need to do. But I also, it's a fine line on overtaxation. And a couple of years ago, we brought the tax down to, you know, 9.0 mills, and we weathered through it just fine. We actually came in with a surplus in the, you know, in the end of the year. This year, we're budgeting a surplus. We're, you know, for FY23, or 24, the one we're in right now, it's looking like a pretty healthy surplus. Next year, for FY25, we're budgeting a surplus. So I never thought last year we should have raised it back up to 10.5 mils, and I think we should have kept it at 9.0. I feel like right now we still could keep it at 9.0, and that will be, you know, that would be my suggestion. And there's a couple of different things that would, for me, would take place. And I look at the sales tax as a real key indicator for how the city's doing, how the community's doing, what the prices are. And it's been fairly consistent. And even when prices took a big jump up in, you know, back in 2022, we saw a big jump in sales tax. So it totally makes sense that, you know, that we can consistently count on our sales tax. And if everything goes away, the sales tax is going to go away, but so is all the other revenue, but so are all the people. You know, nobody's going to stay in this town if there's not any money to be made, if they're not, if they don't have jobs because there's no fish. So I think it would be safe to bet that our sales tax, if, you know, last year we brought in $2.6 million on the last fiscal quarter, which is the quarter from now until the end of the fiscal year. I feel like we are still going to bring that in. There wasn't a lot that changed this season from January to the end of March. As you know, there was no fish last year or no crab last year. There's no crab this year. So we didn't have crab fishermen, but we still brought in over $10 million last year in sales tax without the crabbers. The same thing this year. There's no crabbers, but I don't feel, you know, now the prices have gone down. I feel like that that's what's going to come in. We're not going to really know that until, you know, until we see the after April financials, but it's been pretty consistent year after year. So I think that the sales tax was budgeted possibly a little bit low, and I think it could be close to $10 million as, you know, it could be under 10 as a safe bet. But if you look at the mill rate, $423,000 there, that's a half a mill rate. And if we were to estimate our sales tax correctly to the 10, you know, around 10 million, we could drop a half a mill off of our sales tax or our property tax. I'm sorry. So that's where I come up with a half a mill. But I also think we can go another mill just because if you look at the surplus that we have year after year after year, I feel like we could safely say that we're overtaxing on the property. And like Sherry had mentioned earlier, everything, you know, the burden always ends up on the property owners. And that's a problem. All the costs are going up, and so is that. And as the assessments go up, the community members are paying more anyway. And so the only way to, you know, really they're going to pay the same if we drop the mill rate, because the assessed values have gone up so much in the last few years. So even if we drop it to 9.0 and we fund everything that we've been talking about, including the CMMP, we would still have $1.1 million in a surplus budget. I ran all the numbers, and I think that that would be a fair amount to have as a savings, as a budget, because I already know we're going to come in over. We always come over budget on our revenue. I looked back a few years, 10 years at least. I don't see any years that we actually came in as a negative. So my proposal is going to be to go to 9.0 mills. So hopefully I get some support for that.
Thank you. Any further comments? Councilman Tungle?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll be in support of this 10-point mill. Our finance director work on this, so I'll be in support of this the way it's written. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Tungle. Councilman Bell?
Yeah, I'm looking at all the conversations we've had here on projects, $4.7 million out of the 1% tax and increases in payroll. We already know we're going to have at least one budget amendment right off the bat come the new year, and it'll be a payroll. I'm not necessarily opposed to lowering the mill rate, but I'm not sure that I'm ready to do that now. We had an opportunity, and we of this council was not all on the same page. And I think it does a disservice to sit there and bounce the mill rate up and down year after year. There are consequences for doing that. And so I don't know that I'm necessarily going to support it this year, lowering the mill rate, unless I get some feedback from the rest of the council that we're all on the same page. I started off with, you know, we're going to spend a bunch of money. We've got multiple projects, and the phrase came to mind that there's no end to the good that do-gooders will do with other people's money. And we need to pay for that do-gooding. So Yeah, I think at this point, unless there's other input from the council, I'll support it at the 10.5 mils.
Thank you, Councilman Bell. Councilman Coleman, no comment?
Sure. So the surplus again goes back to investments, and I don't ever want to sit there and expect investments to come through. You just never know. And so if that's where that lovely little cush is, because that jumped up a bit. And if we enjoy another, you know, great year, then yes, that we can reevaluate. I do have a bit on the terms ballots, budgets, and surpluses. Don't forget to look at, there's been a lot of transfers out of our appropriated balance fund to make the budget balanced. It is not this year, and I commend the work of the finance manager and all the department heads to make that come to fruition. But if you look at past ones, you can, that's, there's been a lot of money transferred out of those. And I like having that because stuff does come up. And so I would be, and again, I'm pretty hesitant based on, you know, you can tell I'm pretty sketchy on this one. So changing the mill rate, I do worry about the proprietary and the rates and all of that. So that's another issue. But I think I'd still like to continue on another year and see how we go with the 10.5.
Thank you, Councilman Coleman. Councilman Luby.
So it's not sounding, you know, like there's a lot of support to drop it down. And I understand what both Councilman Bell and Coleman are saying. So I would still suggest that we drop it a half a mil. That does not change the bottom line of the budget, because the sales tax, I believe, is underestimated. And so the $423,000 could be increased on our sales tax budget and reduced on our property tax. And that still gives everybody a little bit of a break to account for the assessment increases for this year. And I think that would be sustainable over time as well.
Thank you, Councilman Luby. I myself support the 10%. I agree that if we keep bouncing this or mill rate, it affects a lot of other issues. Financing projects. They ask for mill rates. They take a look at what we've done in the last 3 to 4 years. We went from one extreme to the back to where we were before they changed it. And now we're going back again because there's a fear of inflation, a fear of everything, that no fish or whatever. And like I said earlier, I'm comfortable with where we are and where we're headed, even without, I didn't mention crab or fish, because a lot of that is year to year. Bounce back next year and we'll get twice the amount of fish. I don't know. Nobody knows. But I'm supportive of keeping a steady record as far as mill rate is, and it affects everyone, including businesses and people that want to invest in this community. Look at the mill rate. And if they keep moving around, they'll say it's unstable. There's nothing very unstable. They may not want to invest in this community. We're looking at developing geothermal through the city. That'll bring other industries. If we bounce around our mill rate to a point where, oh, well, another business came in, so we lower the rate, and every other year we lower the rate, and then all of a sudden we raise it back up again. That doesn't show any steady foundation for growth in this community. So I recommend that we stay where we are. I'd like to see that at least for another year after, even after this year. But I'm supportive of 10.5 for those that want to know. Any further comments? Okay. We're on resolution 2024-14, establishing a levy and mill rate. City clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir. No one signed up.
Thank you. I'll restate the motion to adopt resolution 2024-14, establishing the rate of levy on assessed property within the city of Unalaska for fiscal year 2025. Request a roll call vote, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Ms. Luby?
No.
Mr. Tungo?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Mr. Longo?
Yes.
On a roll call vote of four yeses and one nay, result of this vote is council has adopted resolution 2024-14. And we'll go back to resolution 2024-18, supporting the application for the Port Infrastructure Development Program grant in partnership with Matson Shipping Company for the modernization of position 5 and 7 at the Unalaska Marine Center. We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution 2024-18.
I'll move to adopt resolution 2024-18.
Second.
Moved by Councilman Bell, second by Councilman Coleman. Turn this over to Assistant City Manager for introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So resolution 2024-18 is a resolution of support for the joint application of the City of Unalaska and Matson Shipping Company for the Port Infrastructure Development Program grant through MARAD, which is the U.S. Department of Transportation Maritime Administration. This resolution will accompany the grant application and is required to show support of the grant by the Unalaska City Council. The city is the applicant for the grant and will be responsible for administering the grant if awarded. Approving this resolution is not a financial commitment by the city. It's simply a resolution of support. If council chooses not to adopt the resolution, it's very likely the grant application will not be submitted. The underlying project has been discussed with council previously, which joins the city's UMC positions 5 to 7 upgrade project with Matson's project to replace their gantry crane. The city's project is to address drainage and settling at the dock, resurfacing, and crane rail inspections. Matson's portion requires enhanced infrastructure within the dock to support a new, bigger crane. With the grant application, we are adding paving of the back reach area, which likely wouldn't be completed if the grant isn't awarded, because our original project didn't include paving of that back reach. And staff recommends adoption.
Okay, thank you. City Council discussion, any comments or questions? Councilman Bell.
Yeah, I'll just make a quick comment. I definitely support this resolution. Some of the upgrades and repairs to that dock are long overdue in the back reach area. And so this is good to see things moving forward. Thank you.
Councilman Luby.
Yeah, I agree. It's been a long time. When did we built that out there in 91, somewhere in there? It's been a long time since there's been any upgrades. The dock is falling apart. You know, I don't know if anybody's ever driven out there, but I have, and it feels like you're going to fall right through, even though I know it's solid ground underneath there. But it's long time needed, and the same with the back reach area, and, you know, just we have a lot of work that happens at the city dock. So I'm totally in support of this. So it's great when you can get other outside funding too. So anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Luby. Councilman Tungo.
I'll be in full support of this. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Councilman Tungo, Councilman Longo.
Yeah, I'll be in full support of this as well. I work down there and I see the dock and the shape that it's in, and the fact that the dock is starting to sag in spots more and more over the years. So, yeah, I support this.
Oh, thank you, Councilman Longo, Councilman Coleman. No comment. City Clerk, has anyone signed up to provide public comment?
No, sir. No one signed up.
Well, I'll restate the motion, the resolution 2024-18 supporting the application for the Port Infrastructure Development Program grant in partnership with Matson Shipping Company for the modernization of Position 5-7 and the Unalaska Marine Center. Have a roll call, please.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Tungo?
Yes.
Mr. Longo?
Yes.
Ms. Coleman?
Yes.
Ms. Luby?
Yes.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Now, thank you. On a roll call vote of 5 yeas and 0 nays, the result of the vote, Council has adopted Resolution 2024-18. We're on council directives to city manager. Are there any directives? And if there is, there need to be a motion and a second and a roll call vote. So, next item is a community input and announcements. This is a final opportunity to provide information to the council or make announcements. You have 3 minutes. Are there any further announcements? City Clerk, any written comments submitted, or does anyone on Zoom wish, or phone wish to speak?
No, sir. No written comment. No comments, sir.
Okay, thank you. At this time, we're going to go into executive session, and go ahead and read the executive session that is closed to the public.
Make a motion to move into executive session to discuss matters which, if discussed in public, could harm the reputation of a person and which, if immediately disclosed, would tend to adversely affect the finances of the city. Present in executive session will be Vice Mayor Tungle, who is remotely participating. Mayor and City Council members physically present, and HR Manager Amy Stanford.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Councilman Luby, seconds. Okay, this time we'll go in. All those in favor say aye. All right, we're
aye.
Going to executive session. Take about a 5-minute break.
Yeah.
5-minute break there, Councilman.
Thank you.